Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer you this day. And we ask that this day transforms us as we prepare for Lent beginning tomorrow. Let it be a day of celebration of your gift of this day, not a celebration in revelry, but a celebration in your love, in your peace, in your joy, as we prepare a program to open the door to know that love, peace, and joy, and grace even more. We ask you to guide us during these upcoming weeks that we may be filled with your Holy Spirit and that we may glorify your name. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, I'd like to read to you, before we talk about the theme for today, about living our baptismal promises, which is always the theme for the program, of an article that came from Medium, which is a website that I write for as well. It's a website where you can just, or writers, it's a great description of it is YouTube for writers, but please keep in mind that just like YouTube, you can find just about anything on it, whether you like it or not. So it's just like a bookstore. So you can find anything in a bookstore, so you can find anything on Medium. And, you know, sometimes it takes time to organize your reading so you don't get the stuff you don't want to see and you do get the stuff you do want to see. And there was a fascinating article I'd like to read to you. It's only a 3-minute read and we can discuss it more, and it's in light of what we talked about yesterday. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Allison, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE 590 AM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. So the name of the article is The Enlightenment, Scientism and the Age of Reason, The Collapse of the West End Civilization. And he writes, Joel Fernandes, and that's the Portuguese spelling, which means it ends in an S, not a Z. Over the past year and a half, we have witnessed the unraveling of false worship of technology and science. The securities and comforts that we have taken for granted in the Western world are no longer there. At present, the entire scientific community, global healthcare specialists, and world leaders have failed to deliver solutions to address the ongoing pandemic. As the number of deaths continue to grow across the world, the scientific community has failed to deliver any serious therapeutic to cure this virus. Now, we are starting to get some of the vaccinations out. At the same time, there is a deafening silence in the atheistic, scientific, and enlightenment establishment, from Silicon Valley to the established schools, governments, and universities in the Western world, that promote ignorance and radical selfishness to the extent that their very presence reflects a complete collapse of law, order, and civilization. No one is challenging the primary supposition that the age of enlightenment, scientism, and the age of reason is over. Artificial intelligence, socialism, humanism, and the might of industry has failed to protect a culture of human flourishing. This ongoing crisis is an opportunity for the Catholic Church and serious Catholics, as well as other Christians as well, to engage with the world and demand concrete actions to reject the ignorance that has undermined the principles and values that protect the sanctity and dignity of human life. The premise of the Age of Reason, the Enlightenment, and scientism is that we do not need God to hold ourselves accountable to. Proponents of the values and ideals that underline modernity are rooted in the teachings of Bertrand Russell, Karl Marx, Nietzsche, Francis Bacon, and many others who saw fit that science and technology can help fulfill the pleasures and passions of the body. However, this ignorance of reality fails to address the essential principles, values, and virtues that merit the essential foundations that promote a culture of life where the rule of law, the protection of human life and environment are essential requirements for human flourishing. The Enlightenment fails to address the actions of dictators, evil men, crime, and radical ideologies that has led to the senseless destruction of communities and cultures that have fallen prey to a world where the West lacks the authority to do what is right. This is due to the fact that the Enlightenment is an ideology not rooted in truth and is, in its very essence, is a superficial understanding of the world. The only way forward is through engagement, the study of the truth and apologetics to defend the sacred tradition and the faith against the actions and ideologies of the ignorant men. This is the lesson Catholics must learn from the pandemic. Grassroots ministry, classical education, and forming the minds of tomorrow is essential to grow out of this crisis. We live in an age where children, youth, and families have a bleak future ahead of them. This darkness should be a source of motivation to bring light and restore hope to those who have none. What an excellent article. It's on a page called St. Ambrose Press, and it's written by Joel Fernandez. And that can be found, and I'll put a link under the right here on the podcast at Podbean. And a powerful statement there. But one of the things what you can say there is it really hits on one of our issues. Now, one of the things I want us to look at in light of that, and we're going to bring in something that's going to let people roll their eyes, but we're going to do that on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE 590 AM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And do remember, you can hear us on the radio on WEZE at midnight and 3 o'clock AM. We'll be right back right after this message from Lent. Lent is coming soon, the gift the Lord gives to His church. 6 weeks to focus on knowing Him more closely. Traditionally, it includes prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. Now is the time to think of what you will be denying yourself, what prayer program you will undertake, and how you can help the poor, all to draw closer to Christ. Start planning for it now. Lent is getting closer. Plan now to embrace it fully so that you can celebrate more fully Christ's resurrection at Easter. Don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can read our blog. You can check out, you can sign up for our Substack newsletter/blog. You can also listen to the archives of the program, including this one at 3:16 a.m. and all the ones before it. And you can also send us prayer requests or ideas, and you can also donate to the show if the show is really touching your heart. It would really be helpful to us. So that's at CatholicAudioMedia.com. So you heard what this person, Joel Fernandez, wrote. Powerful statement where he said, basically saying the Enlightenment has collapsed. Western civilization through the Enlightenment has collapsed. It's not working anymore. And it really didn't work well because we look at the 20th century, we look at the great disasters that the Enlightenment brought, and he says that's what it is. Well, it's time for the church to step up. And you know, I'm going to tell you, as we get ready for Lent, it's time for the church, and you are the church. Please don't turn around and say, well, isn't that what the bishops are called to do? No. That's what you're called to do. Let the bishops be the bishops, and you're called to be people who are holy in the world. That's what you're called to do. That's what we're called to do. So this is a time for us to really ask the Lord to deepen our understanding, to help us to be holy. Now, I want to kind of throw something out here. Let us assume, just kind of, we're going to spiritualize this pandemic just for a second. Because some people say, well, this is the devil working. Some of this is God working. Okay, why don't we take it both ways? And I've talked in the past or yesterday's show about this as well on a different level. Okay, let's say that this is the fruit of the demonic, that we have to walk around wearing masks in a form of submission because that's what the demonic wants us to do, even though people are saying we should do this. And we should do it. I'm not telling you not to do it. There's a reason why I'm saying this. Now we take that idea. Now let's take the opposite idea, that this is actually the Lord's way of disciplining us, and this pandemic is here, and the masks are signs that we're called to submit ourselves because the Lord is trying to get our attention, and in getting our attention, this is one of the ways He's doing it. Okay, and I've talked about before how wearing the mask is a sign of obedience to the Lord, and it's a powerful thing that'll help us to grow in holiness. So I'm not telling you not to wear the mask. Kind of what I said yesterday, what is the solution to both situations? Okay, and I'm not talking about the mask, how do we deal with the situation, whether or not we were to consider this demonic or we were consider this as an action of God? What is it our response have to be? Grow in holiness. Remember that, just what I said yesterday. What is it the devil does not want us to do? Grow in holiness. What is it the Lord wants us to do? Grow in holiness. So what should we do? Grow in holiness. You see, that's what our focus has to be. So make it a Gideon Lent, like silence. Let's be quiet during Lent. I mean, obviously you have to do what you have to do. Don't give up speaking during Lent. It's going to drive you crazy. But spend time in silence and ask the Lord to speak to you and transform your life during this Lent. We need a program to grow in holiness as a Catholic community and Christians, the other Christians as well. Catholics are not all Catholics are Christians, not all Christians are Catholics. And the other Christians as well. We need something to help us to grow in holiness. So we need to be people of prayer. We need to increase our prayer. And if we take, which I personally believe, if we take what happened at the on January 6th at the Capitol building was influenced by the demonic, not people. Remember, our battle is not against people. It's against principalities and powers. And those principalities and powers said, "Ooh, this is going to be a great way to just cause division in this country and bring this country down." Hey, you know what? How do we respond to that? How do we respond to the principalities and powers? We seek to grow in holiness. Get out of the politics, get away from the political fights. And if you happen to be a senator or a representative and listening to this, hey, grow in holiness, but you also have to do your job. But for the rest of us, get out of politics, because this is not the time for us to get lost in political battles. Our time is to grow in holiness. That's why the Lord gave us this time. Help us to grow in holiness. It is essential we do that at this time. Yeah, but Father, what about, I don't want to hear it. I don't care about anything else than a program to help us grow in holiness. Let's worry about all that. What about fish, Father? Worry about that after Easter. But let's begin by saying, Lord, make us a holy community. Develop that program. So have prayerful families. Maybe pray the rosary at least once a week in your family. As I said, spend time in quiet meditation before the Blessed Sacrament or before a YouTube live feed, whatever the case may be. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day, and we'll see you tomorrow. We continue to update our website at CatholicAudioMedia.com, and now you can subscribe to our Substack newsletter and webpage. Just click on the button that says Join Us at Substack, and there you can subscribe, or just click the option to visit the newsletter webpage without subscribing. More options from CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can also contact us. You can send us feedback. You can send us prayer requests, all at CatholicAudioMedia.com. In Cristo vivimos.